It's 8:56, 32 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Time for a check on commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, trade talks continuing between the U.S. and China. Is that having any kind of an impact on the market today, Bill?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of got everybody in anticipation here right now. There's several things going on here this morning, that being one of the major ones. We're mixed here this morning. We've got March corn up about 0.75 cents at 376.5. We have the December corn new crop at 402.75, up 1 after both having a pretty good day yesterday. Beans are down about a penny here on March beans at 909.75, and the November new crop beans are at 952.75. That's down 1.5. Those beans were higher overnight, but as we came into the reopen here this morning, we saw them fall off a little bit. Wheat is up a penny at 487.5, and July is at 495. That's up 1.5. It needs some positive news. It's down about 18 cents for the week currently. The corn is up a couple cents for the week, and the beans are up a couple cents for the week, but wheat's really kind of taking a beating here this week. So the three main items that we've got today are, as you mentioned, the trade talks out in Washington. President Trump is meeting with the Chinese vice premier out there in Washington, and they've got to these understandings of memorandums of understanding that they're supposed to be coming out with. We've also got the Outlook Forum, the USDA Outlook Forum that's going on today, and release some information this morning. And then, of course, this morning, because of the holiday, we received the export sales, which was about 6 weeks' worth of sales, and we got those this morning. Everybody's anticipating those. On the export sales, really, there wasn't a lot of out of range. We saw the wheat kind of on the high end of expectations on the exports for 6 weeks there. The corn was right in line with the expectations, and the beans were a little bit on the bottom end of the range. The meal was on the top end of the range. So kind of just a mixed bag, but nothing really very far out of what people were expecting. Also, on the Outlook Forum, probably the biggest news there this morning, they released the supply and demand expectations for the next year, and they did have bean acres down to like 85 million acres. I kind of think personally that's far out of expectations, but we'll see what happens as we get the true acreage numbers coming in March.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for the update, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign with our commodity market update today. Don't miss Todd Gleason's closing market report this afternoon, followed by Commodity Week coming up at just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 44 degrees, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of rain after midnight, a low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and blustery, rain likely, all the way up to a high of 55 degrees and a southeast wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 32 degrees at 9 o'clock.